I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Eugene Ballet will present Carl Orff's classic Carmina Burana at the Holt Center in Eugene on Saturday and Sunday, February 13th and 14th. Live music will be provided by Orchestra Next and three guest vocalists, including baritone Anton Belov, soprano Zulimar Lopez-Hernandez, and tenor Paul Caritis. The Eugene Concert Choir will also join the dancers on stage, and the evening begins with guest choreographer Amy Seward's White Noise. Here in the KLCC studios are Zulimar Lopez-Hernandez and Tony Pimple, Eugene Ballet's artistic director. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, why is Carmina Burana so iconic from your perspective, Tony?
Well, it's a very popular piece. What Carl Orff did was he put together these poems that were discovered in this Bavarian monastery in the late 19th century. They're poems from the 13th century. But what they do is they speak to the human condition. So they're poems about fate. The Wheel of Fortune talks about our inability to control our destiny. There's poems about love, of lust, drinking, betting.
Sounds all those rather things modern.
Yes, exactly. Exactly the point. And what he did was he put them to music, and the music itself is very accessible. Much of it is very rhythmical, which is really wonderful for a choreographer because we as dancers want to move to rhythmic music. And then he also created some really beautiful music that's very romantic, and certainly Zulimar can attest to that because she gets to sing one of those beautiful songs.
Yes, Zulimar, from a musical perspective, what is it about Carmina Burana that makes it stand out from your view?
I have to wait until the Court of Love to appear, so I have to wait a good maybe an hour or a little bit more than that, but I get to indulge in listening to the choir singing really like rhythmic music, but I get the pleasure and I get to indulge in singing such beautiful melodies, and the text is really real to what, if we're talking about the condition of a human being, of love, of really love. And when we stop and we start the part that I come on with text and music, and also being able to be on stage with dancers and being able to see all of it come together in a great marriage, it's a privilege to be able to sing those 10 minutes of music. It's very challenging. It's extremely challenging. You can never, I think, relax until you actually finish. And then I go, okay, I did my best that I could do that day. And then I walk out. But the text and the music are paired just perfectly beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Music from Carl Orff's classic Carmina Burana on KLCC to be performed at the Holt Center in Eugene on February 13th and 14th. I'm with Eugene Ballet's artistic director Tony Pimple and soprano Zulimar Lopez-Hernandez. Zulimar, I think it can be really challenging to sing something so iconic because people know it so well. So how do you make it your own and yet be reverent for tradition?
Well, first of all, you have to really listen and study the text and the music really, really well. You really want to serve the composer and the text. And after you listen, of course, to so many recordings of from old school singers to singers who have recorded this maybe in the past 2 or 3 or 4 years, you really have to find it in your own way and in your own sound. You have to accept how you sound as a singer and as a human being, and how you can serve the music, but also serve what he wants you to do and find it in your own intention as a performer and as an artist. And right now, I mean, Toni is our head director on stage, and what's her point of view and how can we as singers collaborate in that big sum of what Carl Orff wanted?
How do those same issues transfer to choreography, Toni, when it comes to the iconic versus the original?
As Zulemar said, it really is a marriage of all these performers coming together, both in the pit with Orchestra Next and the chorus members and the soloists on stage. So for me, it was very important to get everybody on the same page. And then the dancers, for me, it was not about putting them on point and making it very classical at all. What I was driven by was, in some respects, was almost a rhythmical playfulness of Carl Orff's music that in some respects is almost childlike, some of it, and the repetitions are childlike. And so what I have created in some sections are just very playful and what you would call not simple choreography, but in a sense, simple in its playfulness. And then when we move to the Court of Love, then it becomes more sophisticated because we're thinking that we're in a high court.
How does Amy Seward's White Noise add to the program?
Amy's piece was created with a German software artist. His name is Frieder Weiss. And he created a program using infrared motion sensory receivers directed by a camera. And this is directed at the dancers. So it's picking up the dancers' body heat as they move on stage. And so the program that he created is visual images on the backdrop that are manipulated as the dancers move. So this is very cutting edge. And also the music is by Zoe Keating, who was part of the Portland Cello Project.
And Carmina Burana, a rather romantic piece in a certain way, so perhaps a good piece for Valentine's Day.
Most definitely. I would say on Sunday, if you really want to win big points with your girl,
yes,
you take her to the ballet and then you take her to dinner.
Oh, indeed.
Well, thank you for coming to the radio, as well as the ballet and dinner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eugene Ballet Artistic Director Toni Pimble and soprano Zulemar Lopez-Hernandez with the Eugene Ballet's performance of Carl Orff's classic Carmina Burana, which will be performed at the Holt Center in Eugene on Saturday evening, February 13th at 7:30 p.m. and on Sunday afternoon, February 14th at 2 p.m. Amy Seward's White Noise opens the program. For tickets and more information, eugeneballet.org and holtcenter.org. And for more on Zulemar Lopez-Hernandez, zulemarlopez.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.